What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey, my friend, welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach. I'm an ads expert, and most importantly, I'm a dad. And this show is where we help established online course creators and coaches create more profit, more impact with less hustle. All right, let's get into it. All right, what's up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you, as always, for tuning in today. This is another quick tip episode here on the show. And the key word there is quick. Originally, when I started these quick tip episodes many years ago, my thought process around it was like, 10-minute episodes or less. And in the past year and a half, they've gotten a little bit longer. I understand that. I realize that. And, they're still going to continue, some in that 20-minute range, maybe 30, but I'm trying to get back down to that really quick hit kind of 10-minute episode to give you something to think about, something that can help you right now that you can go and implement. Because I hear from so many of you that you love these quick tip episodes, and I love doing them, frankly. And so with that, let's get right into it. Today, I want to talk about something that came up in a recent accelerator coaching call with one of our members. And they were trying to decide between two really great candidates that they had, two finalists for a role that they had open. And it was a part-time role. And I think this was for a contractor role. And their question was, our accelerator member was, she was asking, how do I make this decision? How do I decide? They're really, really good candidates. And so in this case here, my job as the coach is to help you get to the bottom of and help you uncover what you want to do moving forward. My job is to help you get some clarity for you in the situation. And that's what, external eyes, if you will, another set of eyes on your business that are, just subjective, right? I'm looking at your business. I'm not in your business, but I'm looking at it. And as well as our coaches, we get to help you get that clarity by looking at your business from the outside in. Right. And so she had two final candidates and was looking at, okay, which one do I hire? They're really, really good. One of the candidates had some experience in the skill set that she was hiring for. But that person also knew, it was kind of two different things. Number one, she was looking for experience in the skill set, but also experience in a particular software tool that they use in the business to be able to help do that job, if that makes sense. This person had some experience in the skill set, but knew the software really well. The other candidate was sort of flipped. They had a lot of experience in the skill set, but didn't know the software tool at all. Okay. And so it was like, she really liked both of these candidates. And it's like, okay, well, how do we decide on which one? Well, one thing that we got to the bottom of was that the first candidate, the one with some experience in the skill set, but knew the software tool, that person had much better personality from the perspective of getting along with our accelerator member, right? And that she just felt more comfortable in being herself, her own personality around this particular candidate, which is huge, which is huge because we have to remember one big takeaway I want you to have from this quick tip is that we cannot teach the intangibles. We can't teach personality. We can't teach integrity. We can't teach work ethic, right? We can't teach enthusiasm. We can teach skills. We can teach software or tools, but we can't teach those intangibles. Whereas the other candidate, again, who had a lot of great experience and really aligned with this business that, you know, they were hiring for, but the personality wasn't quite there. In fact, you know, our accelerator member wasn't quite comfortable, didn't know exactly how well this person would mesh with, you know, the type of personality that she had. And that's huge, right? Again, we have to, the personality has to match you. Not exactly, right? But you want to be able to feel like you can be yourself around your team. Because if you can't, that's a big red flag. And so that was number one. That was like, okay, that is huge. One person who had a limited skill set in or limited experience in the skill set, but knows the software really well, the personality match was much better than the other person, even though the other person had much more experience in the skill set that they were hiring for, right? We have to remember, we can teach system, we can teach tools, we can teach skill set, but again, we can't teach the intangibles. The other thing that first candidate was showing was a whole lot more enthusiasm for wanting to be a part of the mission of the business. They were so excited to be a part of this. And so that was the other thing that we uncovered is like, look, you can teach this person the skill set where they don't have as much experience, and you can teach them your way. You can teach them the way that you want to do things. The role that they were hiring for is a coach on their team, a specialized coach, but nonetheless, it was a coach. And so our accelerator member has the opportunity to bring that person on because they know the tool, they have some experience in the skill set, much better personality fit, and a whole lot of enthusiasm for wanting to be part of this business and the mission and what she's trying to achieve in what our accelerator member is trying to achieve in their business. And so I said, sounds like that person, you could bring that person on, teach them and mentor them to get them up to the level that you want to and teach them in your way, if you will. And then they could be a long-term member of your team and business going forward as you grow. And then because of all the time that you are going to invest in that person, then as you grow at the coaching level of the business, that person can start doing the hiring and teaching and onboarding of future coaches. And our member was like, oh, damn, you know, bing, 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 you know, like that sounds amazing. And then it became starting to listen to her gut. And that's the other big thing is, are you listening to your gut when you're doing the hiring and you have a few finalists you think are really, really good? Because oftentimes we don't slow down or get quiet enough to listen to our gut, and our gut's almost always right. Right. Let's be real here. And I'm raising my hand right now. Like I don't often listen to my gut too much, right? I don't listen to it enough, but I've become aware enough that I have to slow down, have to get quiet to be able to listen to like, what am I feeling? What am I feeling towards whatever decision I have in front of me? And so the other thing, the final thing here, well, two more things. We talked about, I recommended that if they made the decision to bring this person on, that they have to document this entire process, this entire onboarding and teaching process. So document it, create a system around hiring a coach and getting that coach up to speed. Now, since this is the first hire in this, it's not going to be like, you know, oh, I'm going to create this one system and then it's done. No, this is going to be living, breathing. It's going to be revised as you go and constantly updated until you get it really, really good. Because then when it's time to hire more coaches, boom, now you have a system. And then this coach that you're hiring potentially and getting up to speed and teaching them in your ways, they can use that system to hire other coaches and get them up to speed. Okay. So that's really important. So when you're bringing somebody on your team, especially if there's a new hire, make sure that you are documenting the process and creating a system around hiring, around onboarding, around getting people up to speed in whatever particular role that you might be hiring for. And then finally, think about too, might it make sense to hire both people? Maybe you got two final candidates that are amazing and you're like, I can't decide between the two. Maybe the best thing to do is to hire both of them. I have plenty of accelerators who have done that especially over the past year and a half or so, where they get down to a couple of finalists and they're like, I love both of them. I think they're going to be amazing. I think they're great fits for the team. I don't want to let them go. I want to hire them both and bring them onto the team. And then it's about figuring out where they best fit. So don't rule that out either. And so, you know, she left this coaching call with me, really excited about all this and very clear on the decision, the next steps and what they were going to do. And so it's these kind of, you know, external eyes, if you will, on your business. That's exactly what we do inside of our accelerator coaching program. We help you see the areas that you're too close to see. We all have, you know, those areas in our business, right? That's where the external eyes from people who have been there before. And, you know, our job is to fast track your success, remove those roadblocks, help you get moving faster, right? And so who we help in Accelerator, we help online coaches, online course creators, or teacher entrepreneurs who are looking to take things to the next level. And they're already established, right? So, and by established, I mean, you're already doing about at least $100,000 a year from your online business. And you're looking to scale. You're looking to take things to the next level, but you're likely feeling stuck. You're not really sure what decisions to be making, what next steps that you should be taking. Maybe you're feeling overwhelmed. You're doing all the things. You're working way too much. These are very, very common things that we see from people coming into Accelerator. Well, what we help you do is create more profit, more impact with less hustle. And we do that by helping you optimize your systems and processes, optimizing your sales and marketing, and optimizing your mindset. This is one-on-one coaching, group coaching, and a mastermind experience, all wrapped up into one program. So if this is you, if you're listening right now, you're like, oh man, yes, finally, I need this. I want in. It's application only, okay? And it is open enrollment. But you need to apply. Go to rickmulready.com/accelerator to learn more and to apply. All right, my friends, that's today's quick tip. How long was today's episode? 11 minutes, 12 minutes, almost there. We're getting there. That's better. All right. Until next time, be well, my friend, and I'll chat with you soon.